This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 456, I Don't Want to Be the Richest Man in the Graveyard, by Tim Kim with BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dan. I'm here each Monday through Friday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. Now, today's article comes from a guest author over at Budgets Are Sexy. It's a Minimalist Monday post, and for a lot more on minimalism, you can check out Optimal Living Daily. But for now, let's hear Tim's thoughts as we optimize your life. I Don't Want to Be the Richest Man in the Graveyard, by Tim Kim with BudgetsAreSexy.com. At my core, I'm super frugal. You wouldn't have thought this going off of the amount of giveaways I do, but the fact is, I'm frugal. I guess some of it is psychological baggage from growing up in a missionary pastor household because we were relatively poor. I remember growing up always being cognizant that the clothes on our back and the food on our plates were made possible through other people's donations. I remember when I found out, sometime in high school, that my parents brought in about $1,500 a month, feeling so relieved. Granted, the standard of living in Hungary is a lot lower than here in California, where my wife, my kid, and I reside today. But that's why I'm careful to point out that we were relatively poor, not poverty, but not anywhere close to even lower middle class by any stretch of the imagination, especially when compared to the median household income in a developed country like the USA. Case in point, I remember my first retail experience was in college when I bought some new clothes at a local Ross. I thought it was such a big deal back then. Money is not the end goal. As I mentioned, at the crux of my being, I am a hardcore frugal, but I've been actively trying to bust out of that mentality. Why? To put it simply, it's because I don't want to be the richest man in the graveyard. When we as a household hit millionaire status earlier this year, I thought there would be trumpet fanfare, multicolored Skittles shooting out of both ends of a rainbow, and leprechauns holding hands dancing in a circle. Come to find out, it's pretty meh. And that's how I felt. Meh. Nothing changed. No fanfare, no rainbows, no leprechauns. In that moment, I had a bit of an emotional breakdown. You'd think I'd be happy because becoming a millionaire was a long-held goal and dream of mine. I thought I would feel fantastic, but instead, I felt like a barely millionaire. A short dip in the markets would have brought us hurtling back down to non-millionaire status. Now that I think about it, it was actually more anxiety-inducing than when we were at 900K. Odd, right? Anyways, I started reflecting more on what it meant to have wealth. Like, what's the end goal? To have 2 million? What then? To have 3 million? And would I feel the same way every time I hit those milestones? Was money truly the end goal? How much time do I have left? Here's something that won't happen. Being 90, lying in bed, happy as a plum that I have one more zero at the end of my net worth than the previous year. Does that sound realistic? Chances are statistically higher that I'll probably have dementia, be bedbound, and will be eating pre-digested liquefied food out of a straw while the nurse washes my nether regions because I can't do it myself. Okay, that was a bit morbid, but let me ask you something. Is it in any way false? Isn't that just the reality of life? We as human beings live through a total of about 60 to 80 Christmases. That's it. And at my current age, I only have about 30 to 50 more Christmases left to go, barring a huge medical and or technological breakthrough that greatly extends our lives. So again, if not money, then what? And keep in mind, it's not that money is inherently evil or bad. I see it strictly as a resource, like salt. Back in the day, soldiers used to get paid in salt, hence the saying, worth one salt. At the end of the day, when I'm in my coffin being lowered down into my grave, all the money in my bank account, my IRAs, my 401ks, my taxable accounts, they'll all mean nothing. I'll be as dead as every other person in that graveyard, no different. So here's what's important. Legacy. It's what lasts. And this brings me to today. Since money is transient, I hunger much more for legacy. I want to create an impact on the world, an impact on society and our communities all over the globe. I want to create businesses that employ tens of thousands of people. There will come a day when my motherland, North and South Korea, will be unified once more, hopefully sooner than later, once we trounce the tyrannical regime over there in North Korea. And I want to be there opening factories and businesses so that people can earn livable wages. I also want to bring in missionaries and plant local churches and create schools for the children so that they can have a standard education like every other kid in the rest of the world. These are my plans. These are my goals. And even as I'm writing this, I'm getting jittery with excitement just thinking about it. I'll leave you with this. It's never too early to start thinking about your legacy. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. How do you want to touch the lives of others? What enduring legacies do you want to leave behind to your children, your community, your loved ones? Be intentional. Support causes that you believe in and that are important to you and your values. Be an example of leadership within your circle of influence so that you can positively affect others. Lastly, be intentional about sharing your blessings with others, whether it's financially, with your time and energy, or mentoring others through your own personal journey and experience. There really is no use in being the richest man in the graveyard. Get your legacy going now and start impacting the world. What will it be for you? You just listened to the post titled, I Don't Want to Be the Richest Man in the Graveyard by Tim Kim with BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. Hope you all have a great start to your week, and I will see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.